This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
It's a shame that you cannot show how bad things are under Joe Biden with radio. You can talk it through, but you got to show the graphs. And even if you're showing the graphs, they have information on there that is vital to understanding just how bad it was to interrupt Donald Trump and the growth path that he had the nation on. It also shows you how bad it was to have the Democrats support China, implement the COVID warfare against Donald Trump, where you can see this curve going up, then there's a deep chasm, and then it shoots back up and goes back to tracking. Then they get rid of Donald Trump. It goes another year where it's okay because Biden lived on the muscle memory of Trump, and then it goes into the canyon deeper than it was even during COVID. That's the only way I can describe it for you to kind of understand. But when you see it in charts and graphs, it is so amazing. How you could possibly want Joe Biden to run this economy and not want Trump back is you'd have to be the biggest moron in America. Which brings me to the Democrats. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I pull no punches when it comes to stupidity. If the Republicans, and by the way, the rhinos are just as stupid as the Democrats. Those Republicans are just as stupid. But the ones who believe in a constitutional republic and want the best person for the job. Did you hear me? I said person. I didn't say man. I don't care whether it could be a 3-foot, 2-inch green blob from outer space. And I would say, if you know how to run an economy, I'll vote for you. Declare yourself whatever party you want. But what I won't support is stupidity and idiocy. So I'm going to give you some background here. I want to talk strictly about the stock market. This is probably not one of these better things for radio. I'm going to do my best. But here's what I'll tell you. There's been 28% growth in the S&P for Joe Biden. Donald Trump had 63%, and that's after having to rebuild for COVID. That's what I'm talking about. Donald Trump's stock market was through the roof. It dipped down from, it ended up at 68. Let me tell you this. It dipped down to 13%. He got it up there into the 40s. It dipped down to less than 13% growth in the S&P, shot back up before the end of his term. And at the end of when he got, when the coup occurred, he was at 68% stock market growth. With that dip. And think about it. That dip wasn't a short dip. That dip was practically a year long where the Democrats conspired with the Chinese to release a pathogen into the United States for the sole purpose of winning an election. You wonder why China hasn't been held accountable? Because they're part of the problem. See, when the Democrats need China, they become our friend. When they don't need China, well, oh, they're our enemy. Isn't that a convenient way to get things done? I said 68%. I meant 63% for Trump, not 68. Understand this. Joe Biden inherited a rising stock market when he left. COVID was over. They injected $6 trillion new dollars. Intentional. Another graph you should see. Donald Trump's, he was steadily going, just a barely creeping up a little bit by little bit on his debt. On the deficit, and then he gets this huge hit. And you have to see it in graphical form, but what I'm telling you is it was a stair step, methodical growth, and then boom, they hit him with COVID. This is all intentional. All intentional. But Joe Biden inherited a rising stock market, and he's barely the first year the stock market kept growing. Then it cratered. In the entire almost 4 years of Joe Biden, the stock market's gone up 28%, and he's had a robust injection of money into the economy. And he still can't grow it a third of what Donald Trump did. Essentially, certainly half. Trump was at 41%, just to give you some idea around it, when Obama was at 58%. Obama at that time had injected $5 trillion of what they call quantitative easing into the market. So his percentage up of 58% is fake. They put $5 trillion in the market at the point where he was 58%. Donald Trump was at 41% at the same point, and they were taking money out of the market. They did the opposite of quantitative easing. They wouldn't print any more money for Trump. His market ended up, Barack Obama, 175% growth is from start to finish. That sounds really impressive, doesn't it? But let me tell you what the problem was. The stock market was in the tank because of 9/11. George Bush and the financial crisis. That was during that period. So the stock market had tanked. Barack Obama comes in. George Bush gives him almost $700 billion, puts it into the economy. Then Barack Obama starts printing money. So his 175% was based on a bottomed out stock market and then putting $10 trillion, doubling our debt in a single presidency. And these people go, he's a genius. They say things like, well, what would have happened if he hadn't done that? I don't know. We would have had a stronger economy is my bet, because the minute Donald Trump became president, the Fed stopped quantitative easing. They were pulling money out, wouldn't print any money, pulling all the old money out of circulation. And Donald Trump had to do it the hard way. Why? How? I should say. Bringing manufacturing back. You know, that thing that Barack Obama said, what are you going to do, wave a magic wand? Yeah, he waved his magic wand. He brought prosperity back. He took all that stuff out of the economy, the $2 trillion of nonsense from the EPA and OSHA and all this other crap. We've got enough laws on the books to last 15 generations. That's what Trump did. And he managed to grow a bloated market that had doubled the debt. Obama started with a depressed market after the financial meltdown. And then he built the economy, if you want to call it that, on that. What did he do? What did he accomplish? He gave us Obamacare. That's it. And you think that's good? The guy was worthless. But you look at Joe Biden, you look at the growth of Obama, fake growth. You look at Joe Biden, who ran on Trump's coattails and then torpedoed an economy. Then ask yourself this. What would Trump have done if they never got to give him the coup? If he could have stayed two consecutive terms, where would we be? Ponder that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Joe Biden's economy is tough on billionaires. Donald Trump, they say, can't make his bond money thing. I don't know what happens in that case, but I would venture to tell you a lot of people are willing to bail Trump out. And I think what he did, if I'm not mistaken, is he transferred all of his properties into his children's names, so that way he would not have the money. So we'll see what happens. I don't feel sorry for Trump because I know there's a way out, and I don't feel sorry for him because I know he's fighting hard to showcase leftism. So whatever they do next is probably going to backfire on Trump. It could end up making him millions and millions of dollars. And who knows? Now that they've, I don't know if you know, but the whole case against the merger of Truth Social and all that, Trump may end up being a smoking, I mean, he may get a cool $20 billion out of all of this when it's all said and done. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson is here listening to. Talking about a lot of the stuff that's going on in the world. Bidenomics, Trump's economy, we just finished on that. And then I talked earlier in the broadcast about uniting behind Donald Trump. And the people who you were supposed to believe as experts are not the experts. The fact checkers are not really fact checkers. They're just more propagandists. When we next, we're going to finish this particular hour talking about the worst ever polling for Biden and the Democrats, probably in modern history. But what I want to talk about right now is the economy. Donald Trump can't come up with the money, which who can? I mean, $500 million for a worthless case. He gave money for this E. Jean Carroll case. He'll get it back. I would love to see how they're going to, what are they going to do? They're going to arrest him? Can you imagine if Trump gets arrested again? Woo! Man, it would be, there would be hell to pay, seriously. I learned that Donald Trump is suing ABC and George Stephanopoulos for defamation because Stephanopoulos repeatedly said that Trump had been found liable for rape and he hadn't been. Maybe that's where Donald Trump will get the money. They said the suit stems from the controversial interview that Stephanopoulos did with Representative Nancy Mace, a rape survivor. He says, why are you supporting someone who's been found liable for rape? And then he repeated it. He doubled down on it. See, I've been talking to you folks about this for the longest time, and here's what I told you. Not to go all Billy Joel on you, but for the longest time, I said, sue them. When these guys get in your face, when they do anything to you, sue them. They are not used to it. They're not even used to getting pushback. They're not used to getting somebody that says, racist? You're a racist. I called one guy one time on social media. He told me, you're a sellout. And I said, well, you're a pedophile. Man, he must have been one. He got so mad at me referring to him as a pedophile. How dare you? I said, ooh, must have hit a nerve. And then he just went ballistic. I wish we'd been in person together so he could see that I wouldn't care. Go ballistic. Trump filed his lawsuit earlier this week. It said that ABC News falsely stated on several occasions that the plaintiff had been found liable of multiple juries for the rape of Miss E. Jean Carroll, which I don't know. Here's what I would tell you. I would be getting my lawyers prepared to have a long list of people. People who lied, people who deserve to be prosecuted, people who propagated the same lie that Stephanopoulos did. Sue them. That's the only way to get the attention of leftists. I'm convinced of it. I'm telling you, if I were a wealthy person, I would do exactly what one of my wealthy friends did. He passed away. But when James O'Keefe got sued, he said, let him sue you. I'll give you the money. When you get your money back, just pay me back. So he would, O'Keefe would just go out and do his job. They'd sue him. He'd sue him back. He knew he had the funding. It worked out great. Eventually, they stopped. They left that man alone. But it's worse when it's defamation on you. The other thing that needs to happen is we need to be suing these Congress people, these people that are accepting bribes, these people that are letting, for example, social media shadow ban us, these people that are propagating lies. When it's found that a fact checker has lied and you can show damages, I think you should be able to sue them. I want a list of authorized fact checkers. People that they say, oh, these people are above and beyond reproach. When you put your name, your butt on the line as a fact checker, you put your butt on the line as somebody to be sued. As far as I'm concerned, that's how it should work. It's cost me hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars over the past 8 years of being shadow banned. Are you kidding? I want them all sued. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of how we allow this. Listen to Brown Jackson. She doesn't think you need the First Amendment. She's concerned about the government, not you on the First Amendment.
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. What would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done. And so I guess some might say that the government actually has a duty to take steps to protect the citizens of this country, and you seem to be suggesting that that duty cannot manifest itself in the government encouraging or even pressuring platforms to take down harmful information. So can you help me? Because I'm really worried about that, because you've got the First Amendment operating in an environment of threatening circumstances from the government's perspective, and you're saying that the government can't interact with the source of those problems.
That's the idiocy, the affirmative action BS that ends up on the Supreme Court. The First Amendment is hamstringing the government. You want to be able to say what you want to say. You want to be able to do whatever you want to do. How dare you? The government that can lie with immunity should be able to put whatever it wants. It should be able to take down whatever it chooses. And if it says that COVID is more dangerous than Ebola or hantavirus or whatever, you just better believe it. If it tells you to take a vaccine, you better take it. If it tells you that 6 feet of separation will prevent it, you better believe it. If it tells you that wearing a mask that we know doesn't work, if they say it works, it works. If they tell you that Bidenflation is good for you, you better just accept it, boy. The government has a duty to stop wrong speak. It isn't up to you. So forget caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. You better let the government tell you what's right and what's wrong. And even when the government gets it wrong, well, the government can't be wrong. How could the government get it wrong when it's so right? Loving you is wrong. I don't want to be right. That's the way the government looks at you, like it can sing you some little croon you a song and you're okay. Yep. Hey, before we run out of time, the Ruth Bader Ginsburg Awards were canceled because they got mad at the awardees. You know who the awardees were? Elon Musk and Rupert Murdoch. I don't care who you are. You should want to honor those two guys, not the RBG people.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Negotiations for a temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hamas are ongoing, according to the White House. Additionally, Secretary of State Antony Blinken scheduled to visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week as part of a diplomatic effort related to the conflict. United Health Group, one of the nation's largest healthcare providers, said it is making progress recovering from one of the worst cyber attacks on a healthcare system in United States history. Pharmacy, medical claims, and payment systems were targeted by that attack. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump both already clinched their party's presidential nominations, but they picked up some more delegates Tuesday in their respective primary contests in Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Kansas, and Ohio. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Worst polling ever. To the next one for the Democrats and Joe Biden. Wow. This is a revelation. Seriously. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Worst poll ever. The Democrats can't take much more bad news, I'm telling you. The party will fracture. That won't break my heart, by the way. The Democratic Party needs a real awakening. It needs a tragedy. I'm talking something traumatizing. And maybe November the 5th will be exactly that. I think it needs more than that. It's not just about a Trump victory. We need to beat the Democrats so badly that, you know, it's kind of like after the Rocky fight, we're not going to be a second one. We need to just crush them. Hits just keep on coming. So by now, we've been well informed about Joe Biden's polling woes, right? I mean, you know Joe Biden is losing at every single poll. But things have actually gotten worse. Not only did Joe Biden not get a State of the Union bounce, but the polls are worse than ever. I wrote about this. Nate Silver, who's a big pollster guy, and he highlighted the Democrats' worst nightmare. Joe Biden can't beat Donald Trump, not in a fair fight. Can't do it. Joe Biden has eroded the base of the Democratic Party. Let me tell you how I know this. Consider that Biden currently has 38% approval. And generally speaking, nobody drops below 40. 40 is sort of the mythical floor. And it's 40-40 with 20% independent that go, you know, fluctuate in any direction. And that's even in a bad year. And I'll give you an example. In the year that Jimmy Carter lost to Reagan, Carter was at 43% approval. Joe Biden sits 5 points under one of the worst presidents in history at the same point. Now, whether anecdotal or actual, shifts in the electorate are dramatic. In other words, I can give you one-offs or I can give you I can show you a trend line that you go, that's not anecdotal right there, Kevin. That is legit. Joe Biden is losing minority voters, particularly black and Hispanic. And no more will these voters go through the generational norms, you know, where you just go, okay, I'm going to vote for the Republican or the Democrat because my parents were this or that. In fact, we have a clip. Here's a couple. We may have played this before, but they're in Chicago. They're in the guy. They both voted for Obama, and then things shifted. And where it ends up is pretty surprising, especially with the woman.
An intrepid reporter from the BET, Black Entertainment Television, decided to head down to Georgia, where the mugshot was taken, and to ask black Americans what they think about Donald Trump. And the responses were shocking. Check this out.
Politics are an ongoing debate between Azad Ahmadi, member of the Georgia Black Republicans, and his girlfriend Alexandra, a registered Democrat, who at times sit on opposite sides of the aisle.
So even though you have political differences, it's not a deal breaker. No, it's not a deal breaker.
No. Absolutely not.
So in 2008 and 2012, you voted for
Barack Obama.
Barack Obama. 2016.
I voted for Donald Trump.
Hillary Clinton. 2020.
Based.
Donald Trump.
Biden. And who will you vote for in 2024?
Donald Trump.
You may vote for the former president.
I may.
Why do you say that?
My views on certain things have changed. I am very much so riding the fence.
Grown up.
You're
paying attention to.
Being in a pattern of doing the same thing that I've been doing, because it's kind of like second nature. Like when you go in a poll, you hit Democrat. Something has to happen. I mean, it's just so expensive to survive. And we're planning on having kids. I don't want to live in a stressful environment trying to rub two pennies together to try to make it either.
Donald Trump got 90% of the black male vote in 2020, supposedly. I think he probably got more. And I don't know what he got in the women, black women vote, but it was less. Now what you're seeing is black man says, I'm even more likely to vote. You know, I'm going to vote for Trump. And this black woman is going, you know what? I'm feeling it. We're looking at having babies. I'm feeling it. What about the ones that have babies that we're trying to feed those kids? There's so many black women that are single black women. If you don't think they felt the pain of Joe Biden's economy, woo, baby. So the generational norms are going away. This reflexive voting for Democrats, Biden's policies that filter down to the level of the least common denominator where they feel the pain, and Bidenflation is hitting them directly. So when that happens, what do? You look for answers. And the search for answers almost always leads you to Democrat lies. See, that's the beauty of being a conservative. When people start looking for answers, you're not going, I don't know, let's hopefully they don't find out about this or that. What do they find out? Oh, wow, Lincoln was a Republican. You mean the NAACP was started by white Republicans? The historically black colleges and universities are named after white Republican men? What? The white Republican men wanted to teach black people how to read with the Freedmen's Bureau? White Republican men wrote every piece of legislation that gives rights to Americans? All the different civil rights acts were written by white Republican men? What? The Three-Fifths Compromise was white Republican men making sure that the slave states didn't get overrepresented so we could actually get rid of slavery? What? White men, not Republicans, but white men wrote in the Constitution to get rid of slavery? I could go on. So many things that are completely misconstrued. So go look. I want you to go search. How many times on this program have I invited, and I still will. Let me tell you this. I'll say it again. I haven't said it in a while. You bring the smartest leftists you know. Have them bring friends, history books. They can even access Google. I will give them 20 seconds to look up anything they want, and I will kick their butt on this radio show right for you. I won't go to Google. I'll do it live, real time. I'll answer within 3 seconds. I can answer that question within 3 seconds. I will destroy them. And I'll destroy them on facts. Common knowledge. Basic stuff. I don't have to resort to, well, as Descartes said, as Nietzsche said. I don't need to quote any great thinkers. I'm a pretty good thinker myself. And I will tell you, I've accepted all challengers. The many of you who've listened to this program for years, you know there's been two, maybe three that have come to face the wrath of Kevin, and they all got their butts kicked. I've kicked their butts. I say, go research what I told you. And when you find out that I'm wrong, come back on the show. I'll admit it and I'll let you have at the show. In fact, I even told a couple of them, if you find out I'm wrong, I'll stop doing the show. I'm still here. I'm not bragging, folks. I'm just telling you, You're not going to stump somebody that knows this stuff as cold as I do. Now, am I some historian and can, oh, well, going back to the time of the Ephesian Wars? No, that's not me. I only go back to the time of Kevin, the time that I knew, growing up a little nappy-headed boy, wondering what I was going to get for Christmas. Not to go all Stevie Wonder on you, but yeah. And you know what Stevie Wonder says when he's looking back on when I was a little nappy-headed boy? Then my only worry, what for Christmas, what would be my toy? Even though I sometimes did not get a thing, we were happy with the joy the day would bring. I wish those days could come back once more. You know when people, I don't want to go back to the time of this. Really? Stevie Wonder wrote a song about everything I grew up with. I was poor. I didn't have anything. I didn't know any better. And you know what? I wish those days come back once more. I wish my kids could grow up the way I grew up. And I'll tell you something else. My youngest son said this to me. He goes, Dad, I wish I'd grown up knowing more the black experience. He said that to me literally 3-4 days ago. He goes, I haven't suffered. I don't get it. He goes, you make references to things and it cracks me up and I want to know, what was that about? You know, getting butt whoopings, not what he got. He wants to know. He wants to experience it. And you know what? He never will. He will never understand it. The closest he'll get to it is I make him watch Sanford and Son. You know, or something else. Roots, maybe? We're talking about this, the worst polling ever for Joe Biden. We are crushing these guys. I haven't even gotten into this racial line. We're gonna get to it here in just a bit in the next segment. But we're seeing these lines come together in ways, folks, that have never occurred. And I'm telling you, you are making a difference. I want you to understand how important you are in this mission. You don't think it. You see only your little myopic world, but I trust and believe in the bigger world. You're making a difference. That voice, whatever it is you're doing, it matters.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Conservatives speak often of the destruction of entire ecosystems by Democrats. Let me give you an example. Cities. They're dying. The major cities in America are not growing. They're all dying, for the most part. Some of them had 2 million citizens in them. Chicago, Detroit, whatever. They're down to 600,000, 700,000, 800,000. The cities are getting smaller. The suburbs are growing outside of them. The metroplexes are bigger. But it's night and day. You know, I live in Gilbert outside of Phoenix. Phoenix is, in comparison, crime, all of it, even though there is some crime that's creeping into the suburbs, it's nowhere close to that of the cities. The cities are imploding on themselves. Academic institutions. I mean, they're in triage. If they're not losing money, which some of them are, they're losing certainly a reputation. What about businesses? Businesses are dying. These guys are struggling mightily, and it isn't just because of the change in you know what they call paradigm shifts, like getting more efficient with distribution centers or putting manufacturing in DCs closer together. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do strategically to help business, but at the end of the day, you need to have a good product and a good service and good customer, you know, good product, good service. I'm saying if your product is a service. And then you need good customer service. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I know a lot about this stuff because I came from a business background. I was a management consultant for the largest companies in the world. I've looked at, there's hardly a company type you can tell them, I don't care what it is. I've been in it. I've either worked with them in a service capacity, or I've looked at their manufacturing or their distribution or their sales or their reverse logistics or logistics, you name it. I've looked at every part, ERP, CRM, you name it. You get a really good look at a company. Then you look at their change management. If they're having to make changes, you look at their finances. How are they running? All that stuff. What is their governance? What do they do that because every single thing that a company should do should be to promote the goodwill and value of that company and not contrived. What do we really want to accomplish? Show me the company that says, I want to make a superior product at a fair price and I want it, you know, to be good for humanity, whatever. What you give me that mission statement. If they're running, if they're living up to it, I'll show you a successful company. But if they're placating to what's going on in the world, forget about it. They're toast. All these different groups I mentioned, cities, academic institutions, businesses, they're adopting leftist ideologies. Illegal immigration exacerbates the current leftist problems, as do idiotic ideas like Black Lives Matter or defund the police. And that's just naming a couple of them. And there are many equally insane, ideologically speaking, other things that I could have talked about. Now, there's a guy's name is John Byrne Murdoch of the Financial Times, and he posted something regarding leftist flight, leaving the Democratic Party. And he demonstrated substantial losses for Democrats among non-white voters. And Byrne Murdoch called this racial realignment. And he talked about America going through this racial realignment, and he gave a chart. And I'm telling you, if you get a chance to read the blog I wrote about this, the article on it, here's what I'll tell you. 1964, biggest divide between Democrats and Republicans along what he called racial realignment. Democrats were staunchly black. Republicans were staunchly white. And, you know, that racial divide, you know, it started coming down into 72 with McGovern. And then in 80, it was when Carter and Reagan ran against each other. The lowest it got was 84. And it had a gap of 50%, 25%, it had moved from the far edges, 100%. It's tough to describe, but I'll just tell you, the gap was 50% during the time of Reagan. In 96, it went to its biggest gap, tied for the biggest gap, roughly, from 1964 and 1996, and that was the Bush years, George W. It then came back down in 04. In other words, the country became somewhat united, if you will, under George Bush and Clinton. And in 04, it closed the gap a bit. And it was, again, about 50%. It was around what it was during Reagan. Under Obama, it went back up. And it peaked in 2016. And then it came so dramatically down, it's ridiculous. Under Trump, and Biden will try to take credit for this, but it's now probably 10% gap between Republicans and Democrats. And what it shows is that the racial gap is closed, and it's not because of Joe Biden, it's because of Trump. Joe Biden, he'll take credit for it. Oh, I closed the racial gap, but he didn't do it. See, Trump showed Democrats a different way. As he said to the black electorates at the time, what do you have to lose? And then blacks showed that the difference between competence and treason. And now that gap between Democrats and Republicans, what they call that racial gap, is practically non-existent. In other words, blacks can now look at the Republican Party in almost the same way they can look at Democrats. There's not a 10-point differential. And I'm telling you, let me just give you the numbers. Going back when Trump first ran, and I'm, you know, this chart's not exact, but let me give you an example. When Trump first ran in 2016, the gap was about 70. And I'm guessing roughly 70. The gap is now maximum of 20. And I'm just kind of looking at the gap, but it was 70. It hadn't been, like I said, during Bush, it was 50. During Reagan, it was 50. During Kennedy, you know, in that whole era, 1964, well, he had died by then, but say LBJ, it was as far, it was as wide as it could be. Blacks were staunchly Democratic. Whites were staunchly Republican. And now you can't tell the difference. We are almost at parity. That is the most dangerous place that the Democrats can be. And according to Bernd Murdoch, he says, the working class voters of color and younger voters abandoned the Democrats in droves. Many black, Hispanic, Asian voters have long identified as moderate or conservative rather than liberal or what we call leftist. Bernd Murdoch theorizes that Democrats tilt towards more leftist policies chased away much of its core constituency. Also, the victim mentality no longer sells as the civil rights relics die off. And that's a fact. These black people that remember the, oh, you know, civil rights era, man, we were repressed and all that. Yeah, fine, you were. No harm, no foul. I mean, I get it. I give excuses for the 1960s to anybody black, including myself. But I came on the cusp of it. I was born in the 60s, but Ray, you know, became sentient, if you will, in the 70s. And by the time I recognized what was going on, we were pretty much past it. Poll denialism, this is the phrase that he coined, Nate Silver coined, as a result of the criticisms of his observations. And he showed the New York Times poll of Trump leading by less than 10 points. Biden leading Trump by less than 10 points among non-white Americans, a group that he won by almost 50 points in 2020. That's the stuff I was referencing. Averaging all the recent polls, the Democrats are losing more ground with non-white voters than any other demographic. And he shows them going backwards. The only places where the Democrats are making any gains, and they're very small, like no more than 2%, white college educated, over 65. Let me tell you who they're losing. White non-college, all these three are within 5%. White non-college, Asian, 45 to 64. Within 10%, 30 to 44%. Within 15%, 18 to 19 demographic. That's the most, you know, sought after demographic, the 18 to 9 to 29 years old. Hispanics, 20% gap. Black, 26% gap between what it was and what it is. That's how much has happened. You cannot win as a Democrat with those kind of numbers. You can't. All the propaganda that these guys are putting out, and they are losing the black vote and the Hispanic vote and the youth vote. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.